Our Honest Life is a minimally edited, slice-of-life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
All right, welcome to Our Honest Life. This is the episode where we try honest. My name is Church.
And I'm Mercy.
Church and Mercy, hosts of Our Honest Life. Yeah, in this episode, we try to follow a list of inane topics to discuss. Let's see how that goes. We've tried this before, and we'll try it again.
Okay, let's get going. Yeah, I'm waiting. You have the list.
I do.
Because I couldn't come up with anything.
Just couldn't, nothing.
Nope, my mind went blank.
Not a thing. I'm going to open it up with this question that when I ran the list by you, I did not say this one out loud.
Yeah.
My yes or no question. So Mercy, is a penis attractive? Oh, you're thinking about it too long. The answer is no.
Yeah, then. There's going to be a long silence.
No, it's a yes or no. And okay. It's like, how do I tell men in general that, sorry, it's not that great? Is that where you're,
no.
Is that where you're going?
No. A penis is not attractive.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if I just saw someone's dank, I'm not like, that's a sexy penis. Look at
that donger. No, if you see a penis and you call it dank, I don't think it can be sexy. Let's start with that.
I've never searched out just pictures of penises.
Well, no, like, I don't look for just boobs. Boobs need to be on someone, preferably a female, for my tastes.
Not just stuck on a wall.
Somewhere. Yeah, they can't just be two tits hanging on a wall. That will not work for me. You're right. On their own, not so good. Need to be attached to the hole. But when attached to the hole, is a penis attractive?
I don't think this can be answered in a yes or no question.
Oh, yes, it is. It's just yes or no. It's on or it's off.
Contextually, with the context, as in it's the whole package, yes. I like penis.
Okay.
But if it's just a penis somewhere and I don't have like a backstory or a person to it, I definitely go no. Okay. I think my default answer is no.
Not okay, so here's the thing. Not all breasts are attractive.
This is true.
There are some out there, you see them and you're just like, oh, no. No, sorry. No good. Pass. And I get that. Some are good, some are not. Does that exist for the penis? Or are they all kind of just all in the same boat?
No, for sure. There is variation among that penis is a majestic erection and holy crap, that guy's schlong is weird looking.
Okay, but is there the flip side to that? Holy crap, that guy's schlong is amazing looking.
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely see that every now and then porn.
I guess maybe, in terms of my question, it's not are all penises, is it peni? What's the plural of penis?
I think it's just penis.
Penis?
No.
Are all penis?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, I don't think that works.
Not all penis.
Are all penises? Penises.
I think penises is the plural.
I'm going to rev my penis. Penises. A lot of penises. Okay. So not all of them, but some can be.
Yes.
Okay.
I've definitely seen dongs.
All right. Good. Yeah. Good. Question two. Then... What are your thoughts on dick pics? Is that a yay or a nay?
Again, there's context. My immediate answer for a lot is no. I don't want to see it. But if you're texting with someone or you're in a relationship...
Oh, here.
Yes.
Here. We're separated. I'm at work. Your phone goes off and says, hey, want a dick pic? And it's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Totally. I ask you for them. And you're always like, no,
well, no,
I can't.
No. So it's not forget the situation, because there's always a good time for a dick pic and there's a bad time.
This is
just
true.
Saying, is a dick pic a yay or a nay? Is that a good thing or not? Because like the boob pic is a yay. It comes in at horrible times sometimes where you don't want it. You know, like in the middle of a meeting where I'm trying to be very, serious and I'm just like, hold on a second, my phone's going off, this might be important.
I'm going to business this shit up. Yeah. Oh, it's tits.
I'm in the middle of business. I'm going to open my phone. Business, business, business. Sorry, this could be important. It's from my wife. Business, business, boobs.
Nobody look at my phone. All business.
All business.
Definitely nobody, not boobs.
All three of you may have seen that out of the corner of your eye. And that gentle smirk and extra bit of color that came to my face.
That's not why of embarrassment, you're the most popular but of
like, oh yeah, boobs.
Everybody wants to sit next to you because you might pick up your phone and there's a picture of tits on it.
I'm a little bit dangerous.
Ooh, you
He's
cat.
A little bit dangerous. That's the thought that I walk in the room. That's the song line that plays for me.
That's your theme song.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, so that's my theme song.
Yeah, but okay. Yes.
So dick pics are a yes. So I went for lunch with a couple of my coworkers, my lady coworker friends, and the topic of dick pics came up. And they were all the lunch ladies. They're not you know, the lunch ladies that at a cafeteria, but the ladies I went with lunch for.
No hairnets.
I don't know. Maybe they had a hairnet. I didn't see it. But no, no hairnets. They were all like, no. Dick pics are awful. I would never want to get one of those. Penises are unattractive.
Even from their partners? If their partners have penises?
Yeah, this appeared to be an unequivocal, sorry guys, penises are ugly. You need to know. That was pretty much the conversation. And I wasn't the only guy at the table. There was an equal ratio.
An even spread.
Yeah, this is our, I guess all the men have work wives. That's what you need to know. Mm-hmm. We've discussed this before. Anyways, we were all told no.
Those women these are not lying. Good.
Now, I would say these women are ladies of a bit of appetite, you know, when it comes to sexual things. They're not prudes, so this is okay. It's not like they would never discuss sex openly. No, they will. To a point, of course. But yeah, they were all like, no.
See, that's bullshit, and I know it, because there's three levels for a lot of sexuality. And there's the stuff that people is comfortable admitting openly in mixed group. There's stuff that people are only comfortable admitting openly to very close friends. And then there's stuff that they never, ever tell you about, ever. If you find out about it, they will be horrified. I know a lot of women who will openly talk about certain sexual acts and absolutely say they won't do others, but they'll admit in private conversation, yes, that's something that they've experimented with, but I also know that there's things they will never tell me, ever, that they enjoy. And I don't know if that's a prude thing or if it's just a privacy thing.
Well, I don't know. When does it ever come up in public conversation that, you know, yeah, you know, sex with the family dog, that happens every now and then. Like, I don't think... Yeah, it's that extreme. That's what's going on. That's why they can't talk about it.
I feel like there are some groups where that happens, where that conversation, someone lets that slip, and it goes one of two ways, where either the record stops, you know, pulls back, and everyone, like, just pretends that never happened, never was said. And then sometimes that group, that's like the go-ahead, where people are like, oh, are we just... We're dumping all our kinky sexual shit here?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's what turns into orgies.
I don't think so. When does that know? Because I've been together with a gathering of our friends, and then everyone's like, they'll start talking about something that's slightly taboo, and I'll just like, I don't know, maybe I go for it too fast, but I'll throw like, you know, dog sex on the pile right away, and everyone will be like, whoa, what? I go for the easy laughs. Cheap laughs, church.
You gotta
church
ease
a school of cheap laughs. Come on down, everyone. Gonna ease you in? No, we're not.
No.
That's for fools and suckers. Yeah.
The cheap laughs, they're cheap because it's like a sucker punch. It's a punch to the gut of a joke that or a topic that you didn't see coming.
Anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, penises? Is that what we were talking about?
But I undress. I could say digress, but no.
I'd like you to undress. I wish you would send me more pictures of your penis.
Okay.
Because I send you pictures. I'm always like, hey, just got out of the shower. Here's my lady parts. And then I expect that at some point this will be reciprocated. And I've requested it. You seem to treat me like I'm lying to you. You're like, you don't really want that. It's like, no, send me a pic of your dick.
I don't know. I guess that's part of where I think, yeah, it looks kind of funny. It's hard for me to...
They do look funny, but I'm not supposed to be getting a picture of your penis, which is what makes it exciting.
So that's why I come back to the dick pics, yay or nay. Are they attractive or not? That's why I let off with that question. If it looks funny, it's not really attractive.
Well, it's
whereas
private.
Breasts are attractive. Vaginas are, you know, the good ones are good.
The good ones are good.
Well, the bad ones are bad. I mean, that's why you call them bad.
There's such a wide appearance range in genitals that's really fascinating. But, like, some penises, yes. Sometimes... There's a picture of a penis, and you're like, that penis is like a magnificent animal.
All right, so now I need to ask, where do I rank on that scale? I'm going to put you on the spot in front
of
you and all our
listeners. You have a really girthy penis. And sometimes you just walk around.
Yeah, girthy, like, do I have enough length that it's okay?
No, like, you're long and girthy. This is why I call you horsecock all the time.
Oh, yeah, but don't forget, you're like, you're short. So I assume being that short, people see it much larger.
Oh, we talked about this before.
Yeah, it's optical illusion, trickery.
It's the Lord of the Rings prop.
Yeah, you're like, look how huge that is. Yeah,
but I'm holding a giant ring.
Yeah, you're holding it. Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm holding a flagon of ale.
Yeah,
that's
you're
bigger than
a hobbit
my face.
Holding a big, long, prosthetic, oversized penis.
We saw those pornos.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guys just wear...
Lord of the Ding Dongs.
Giant cocks. Giant fake rubber cocks.
Okay. All right. So, to summarize, the penis was attractive. Dick pics are okay in your world. I understand some people send them at inappropriate, you know, times and stuff. That wasn't really what I was getting at. The ladies I go to lunch with said no. You think they're liars. I think they're just closet lesbians. And I think that's where we'll end that off.
Okay. I mean, just to add to this, and then we're going to jump on to a totally new topic.
Should clarify, that was just sarcasm. Anyway, all right.
I would rather always see an unrequested dick pic as opposed to, like, an unrequested anus pic. Please never send me pictures of your asshole. Like, no one. That's just...
Why do you have to say things like this? Because now someone is going to send you that picture.
No!
Look what you've done.
What did I do?
Well, on the other hand, you may have also invited dick pics. Okay, so clarification...
We're not looking for dick pics.
Church would prefer if you did not send us any dick pics now. Very, very high level of preference on that.
We don't ask a lot.
On hot or not, I will always rate not. I'm not a fan of the penis. So take a look at that picture that you're thinking of sending, and not is the answer. Not hot to church.
No. Moving on.
I don't know if we have time to go down this whole Destiny is your new thing.
Oh, yeah. Destiny is my
thing. Video game Destiny 2.
My PlayStation is the white limited edition Destiny version. I got it specifically to play Destiny, the first game. And this was a game that I've been waiting for friggin' ever since I first saw the very first kind of run through. Was that at E3 one year they did that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was E3.
It was like 2 years before release. And I was like, I need to play this. I need to own this. And it came out and we played it forever. It was glorious.
We played Destiny for a long time. Then we took a break for about a year almost. And then we came back because the expansions were on sale. And we needed something to play. Nothing was coming out for a while. And we're like, we'll give it a shot, I guess.
We played Destiny for probably a full 6 months. Every night for multiple hours. And then we just stopped because we got Bloodborne. And then we played Bloodborne for several months.
Well, maybe then we like played. No, there was Fallout in there. There's a bunch
Fallout,
of other things.
Fallout, Dark Souls, but yes, Destiny 2. Destiny 2 came out. It is glorious. I was not sure I was gonna like it as much as the first one because I loved the first one. People had complaints and preferences, and it just fits my playstyle so much that I don't have those complaints and the things that other people worry about in terms of game mechanics or gun power or items and inventory.
Okay, great. You tell us what people don't like. Why do you like Destiny?
Oh, man.
What is Destiny to you? Why do you even care?
Destiny is the kind of gaming open world that I have been looking for and always really wanted. As, like, even a younger gamer, I can run around, I can shoot things, I can switch between a bunch of guns. The worlds are open and diverse, and I can collect things it doesn't go too far in. It's not inventory management and strategy, you know, like Harvest Moon kind of games, or like world building, stuff like that. I've never been good at strategy. I'm not good at inventory management and resource management. I can jump in. I can shoot a bunch of shit. I can fire from the spaceship.
I think it's your right speed. You like the ideas of RPGs and MMOs, but you're not good at some of the skills required for it, but you also love action. Like, you're a huge Die Hard fan and other, you know, other types of action movies, so you're like, I can pick up a gun and I can shoot it really well, and those are your skills, and just tell me which one's the best gun and who I gotta kill.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna go.
Like, that's why other people,
mom was ready for some murder,
get into they get into the numbers of it, and I just can't bring myself to care about it.
Well, you care enough where you're like, what's the gun I should be using? And I'll tell you. And you're like, okay, but I'm looking up the numbers. I'm knowing what's got the fastest time to kill stats.
You get, like, all math about it. And I just can't.
I should say I find guys online who are all math about it. I want to succeed. I want to understand why I'm succeeding. But there is no way in hell I have the drive to go all math on it myself. I let other people go all math on it.
But you're good at researching. So you find the stuff, and I
can
just
collect the data. I can make a presentation for you on it.
Yeah, I need a presentation. Need a PowerPoint presentation to tell me what weapons to be using.
Yeah.
I will gladly listen to other people.
Oh yeah, what's that thing we have to do? We have to sit down and go through all your weapons, because I know which ones you need to get rid of and which ones to keep.
I'm always breaking weapons down, and you're like, no, why did you break that down? That's the best gun in the game that I just wasn't using right.
Yeah, I think everyone figures that out. But I'm but I'm on like the Reddit forums immediately, you know, once the game comes out, and reading up where people are far ahead, and they're like, yeah, and like right away they're like, this gun, hold on to it, I'm pretty sure it's awesome, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, and then the next day, like, totally awesome, or no, it was garbage, and, you know, I'm like, great, all right, so I'm shredding things and keeping stuff as, you know, as the Reddit threads evolve, and I don't know. I also just like the story a lot. It has to have a good story for me to hang around and figure this all out. There's lots of games where you can research this much stuff, but it's, there's a, it has great sort of lore, it has a lot of that space opera with magic.
It's space cowboy fantasy.
Yeah, it's that sci fantasy, right? It's no, the science is very loose, but the story is about the future of humanity and this great being that comes and, you know, ushers in a golden age. But, you know, there's questions of, is it actually just a machine? Did somebody make this? Is it a god? You know, because we're encountering robotic, you know, sentient races that exist all through time chasing this thing, and but you're also encountering like crazy creatures spawned from, like, you know, dark Leviathan god old one creatures.
They lived out in the super deep edges of the universe, and yeah, there's multiple. Yeah.
And the Traveler represents the light, layers. And it's being chased by something called the darkness. It is figuratively and and literally the darkness.
The way that they managed to build the world for Destiny and just improve on it for Destiny 2 was so appealing to me, where it definitely, within the first mission, I was hooked again. I didn't think that I was going to like it that much. I didn't really pay too much attention to a lot of the stuff that was coming out about it. But once I played it, it was like, no, they did this and they did it right, at least for how I like it.
That's a good point. You were very blasé about it. I know we got it and you were like, yeah, I get it. But you were like, eh, I guess, you know, we should check it out and give it another shot.
I didn't want to be hurt again because I get so emotionally invested. You know, again. I get emotionally invested.
Destiny. I guess I'll give you another shot, but don't you dare hurt me again, Destiny.
Don't you break my heart.
All right, so don't Destiny apparently broke your heart once. That's a story for another day.
Well, it didn't break my heart so much as I loved it intensely, and then it just couldn't sustain because there wasn't more to it. And I feel like Destiny 2 has given me the ability to just expand on it in my own head to create things around it.
All right. So, did your mother ever give you advice that turned out to be false?
I don't think my mother's ever given me advice.
Oh. Well.
My mom is a nice lady.
Maybe not even advice, but just told you things or armed you with knowledge in some way, and it was not right.
I feel like my mom really tried to, she really tried to make me feel like if my dad was in a bad mood, that I shouldn't ever talk to him and I would just make it worse, and basically that him being angry was such a big deal that I wasn't allowed to experience that. And I kind of grew up with the idea that when people get mad, you just ghost. You just get the fuck out of there because they're just going to blow.
There's a little bit of wisdom in there, though, because sometimes people are so angry, they can't, you know, see clearly, they can't engage the rational part of their mind, right? They're just working off of emotion, and emotion, they still feel a way, and but our brains are smart enough to still form decent arguments or points around it, but you're running off the emotional response, and it can be dangerous depending on the type of anger, I guess. That depends on the individual as well.
I mean, the backstory to that is that
A very serious anecdote and story, by the way. That was not where I was hoping this would go, but that's fine. Life is what it is.
So let's move on. Okay. Did your mom ever give you any bad advice?
Well, I was going to finish off, though, on that point, though, that you're right. There is an element where some people just need to talk when they're upset. That's what they're looking for, and they want that to be explored with another person, even the person that maybe they're angry with, in that helps them work through it and get past it. But there's a time and a place you have to gauge that. But it's okay to ask the person, I think. Like, if you're talking about me, when I'm upset, it's like, would you like to talk about this? Is now an okay time, or should we talk about it later?
Yeah.
You know? And that's a perfectly fine thing to ask me, because even when I'm super emotional, I will get that I'm there. And I might be like, well, what about this, and this? but no, I shouldn't talk about it right now. Blah, I'm going to go for a walk. You know, like, that's, definitely. And that's fine.
I think what hurt us the most in our early relationship, wherever we might have a problem, was that I just shut down because of it. And it's only now, the past couple of years, that we're really starting to talk to each other, where it's like, you know what? We're angry, and we might even be angry at each other, but it's okay to talk.
I wouldn't say it's only now. I would say it's been for 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I still think 1997 was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, that happens all the time. Only now are we starting to talk. No, that was this happened in the first 6 months we were dating.
I tend not to listen to my parents for that stuff because they got weird ideas.
All right. So something my mother told me that I just think is false. And maybe there's something to this or not. But I remember my mother used to say odd things every now and then. One day she remarked to me that my brother's skin had cleared up a lot. Both my brother and I, you know, we have a bit of, we're oily gentlemen in terms of, you know, pimples and zits and stuff like that. Even to today, it's gotten maybe better, but it's never going to go away. Not to say that we're gross, we're not. My vanity's kicking in. You need to know, I'm not gross. I shower a lot.
He's super beautiful.
But my skin could be nicer. But anyways, my mother remarked one day, your brother's skin seems to have cleared up a lot. He must be having sex. And I was like, what? What are we talking about? Explain this statement, please. And my mother was like, oh, well, when you start having sex, your skin gets clearer. And I was like, huh, file that away under, sex will help with my skin issues. Well, okie doke.
It's true. When you go to the doctor and you say, I have acne, they say, well, let's go to a sex worker.
They say, first of all, bone more.
Yeah.
Bone more.
They're like, if you don't already have a current boning partner, we can work around that.
So anyways, fast forward to I start having sex and, you know, regular sex. It's primarily with, you know, the lady across the table from me. But that nothing changed in terms of my skin. It stayed pretty much the same. And then I realized, well, that was just pure baloney. But I think what my mother was probably saying was, once you, you know, find somebody else that you're kind of into, you start washing more. And maybe that's all she really meant about my brother, was that he was taking a hell of a lot more care about his personal appearance. And I'm like, ah, is that all you were saying, Mom? Because I was always taking care of my personal appearance and always, you know, bathing regularly and, you know, using whatever products I could to try and maintain that.
That's a weird logical jump. Like, yeah, how would you ever make that leap to you have sex and your skin gets better? Well, that's because when you're in a relationship or you want someone to be in a relationship with you, you start taking more care of your skin and washing, and that just naturally leads to it.
Like, I guess. So I don't know. That's weird. I'm trying to fill in the gaps. Is that what it meant? Basically, all Mom said was sex clears up bad skin. And I found out that wasn't true in my case. So I don't know. That's a thing. Maybe anyone listening to this, if your mother ever gave you any weird advice that never turned out to be true, love to hear about it.
Yeah, what's the weirdest advice you ever got from a parental figure? I'm trying to think if my sister ever told me anything. My sister and my brother would be the ones who would be more likely to give me shitty, bad advice.
Next on my list is this new laxative I found. By laxative, I mean certain foods and things like that. I realized over the years, I'm like, hey, that just kind of makes me have to go poop. And I found something new that does that for me. My old go-to used to be eggs and coffee.
Yeah,
that used to be
coffee.
My like guaranteed, like, I'm going to go have a poop now in 20 minutes. I had eggs and coffee. I'm going to poop down.
I'm excited to hear what this
it's not that exciting,
new discovery.
But I, for lunch the other day, I decided I'm going to indulge the child in me. And I got one of those half liters of chocolate milk.
Aww.
Yeah, and I drank my chocolate milk, and then I had to go poop. I was like, holy moly, do I ever have to go?
Could you attribute this to you don't eat a lot of dairy, and so you had some dairy, and your body was, like, going into overdrive?
I think I do eat dairy. I just don't eat dairy. I don't have that much of a concentrated shot of dairy at one time.
We don't drink, like, a whole glass of milk. That's pretty rare for you and I.
Wow. We went from the fun topics of this makes me poop to this is what our dietary habits are in regards to dairy.
You know what makes me poop?
Listening to this.
No, that's the nervous bladder.
I'm just so angry. Gotta poop so hard. Hard poops are the worst. Don't poop
shitting
hard.
Shitting in anger.
Poop smooth. Poop light.
All the regular flavor of full fat poop? What?
But half the half the girth?
So
girthy poops.
Yeah.
So girthy, we were hard poop. Let's not talk about that.
We were having sex earlier this morning.
And yeah, I think you're right. Sure.
So we were having sex, and all of a sudden, I think, wow, church really sounds like a cat that's snoring. And then I felt a really soft fur brush against my leg. And I was like, is there a cat on us? And you're like, oh, yeah. And the cat was literally on my head. On top of my head.
Yeah, that's right.
And I didn't notice.
Yeah, we were having sex and we had to take the cat off the bed. He had been sleeping for ages anyways. And we're like, hey, let's have some of those some intimate moments. Sure. So I moved the cat to the floor. And he was like, yeah, okay. And I saw him go downstairs and I guess he had a bite to eat. Anyways, Mercy and I are deep in the throes of passion. Deep. And the cat comes wandering back up the stairs. And I can see him from my vantage point over top of Mercy. And he looks at me. And I know that look. It's like, I just ate some food. I would like to snuggle. And he's eyeing us. And I'm like, no. I give him the no look and shake my head and mouth the word no to him. And that cat knows what that means. He kind of gives me the nod. And starts to walk around the bed. And I'm like, no. I know exactly what you're doing. And sure enough.
Coming
within
from
about 30 seconds, just long enough for you to forget about him and get back to business, as it were. This, you know, slinky, stealthy sneak of a cat, even though he's getting really chubby and slow, comes creeping up beside us and comes over and he starts purring in my ear, nuzzles me a little bit, and he's like, I'm going to get in on these snuggles. And then he just laid down on the pillow, put his kind of cat butt on us.
Right on my head.
Yeah.
How did I not notice that?
And, like, went to sleep immediately while purring.
I turned my head, and it was in cat butt.
Luckily, no, like, it was covered, though. His tail was over it and stuff.
Yeah.
But you were in that zone.
I don't want people
to think you
were,
like,
back.
You just turned your face and you were, like,
no.
Sandpapered cat anus right across your cheek. That did not happen.
Yeah. No, his tail was wrapped around him. It was more like the lower back. The cat haunch. I don't know what that's called. The rump?
So,
cat rump.
The TLDR had sex and surprise cat.
Yeah. Cat hat.
Cat hat.
Cat.
Sex
hat.
Bat. No, I got
rat
nothing.
Bat.
These are just words of rhyme.
Rat bat.
Barely.
Was a transformer.
Rat bat is a transformer. He pops out of Soundwave's chest. He's mm-hmm. he's a purple cassette that turns into a purple and black robotic rat. He was Laserbeak's replacement in the later on season after they left Earth.
Well, that's good to know because
they needed to sell more toys.
Because we have Soundwave, but our Soundwave has Laserbeak and Ravage, so we don't have Ratbat.
Well, and we have Rumble and Frenzy. And
we do have Rumble and Frenzy, but they're not for that.
And Buzzsaw. We have Buzzsaw, too.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzsaw is the original bird that actually comes as the pack-in with Soundwave. They almost never featured him in the cartoon, primarily because they wanted to feature Laserbeak, which was sold separately with, I believe, Frenzy, but Frenzy was also mislabeled because, well, in the toys, Frenzy is blue. In the cartoon, Frenzy is red, and Rumble is blue, but Rumble is red in the toys. Yeah.
Everything you say is riveting and sexually arousing.
Yeah. You're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up and do me.
I followed every word of that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I love your trivia.
Well, we only made it halfway through the list, but I think in terms of time, this is about as far as we should go for now. That's okay. The rest of the list is bizarre and strange. Unlike this first half of the list, which was rational and
totally
and
reasonable.
Just way too much fun.
Conversation
like,
topic.
These are great things. These are icebreakers to start off any party with, is to walk in and say, is a penis attractive to a bunch of people you don't know? Try that at the
Show
next party you're at. Show of hands, everybody.
Show of hands. Who'd like to see a dank?
Let's play a gentle icebreaker. Let's all go around and introduce ourselves. Say a little bit about yourself, who you are, you know, how you know our host, and what you think on the topic of is a penis attractive or not. Yes or no?
Male genitals,
That's
everyone.
Just yes or no on the penis.
Yes or no. Would you like to see one?
Yeah.
Is that pleasant?
yeah, so let's try that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.